This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge has blocked Montana's first-of-its-kind ban on the social media platform TikTok, preventing the ban from taking effect as scheduled on January 1st. The ban, which passed this year's Republican supermajority Montana legislature as Senate Bill 419, would have barred TikTok from making its app available to Montana users. By blocking the ban while a legal challenge moves forward, U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy signals that he believes the company and other plaintiffs have a good chance of prevailing with their lawsuit once he hears further arguments and decides the ultimate case. Judge Malloy wrote, "Despite the state's attempt to defend Senate Bill 419 as a consumer protection bill, the current record leaves little doubt that Montana's legislature and attorney general were more interested in targeting China's ostensible role in TikTok than with protecting Montana consumers. This is especially apparent in that the same legislature enacted an entirely separate law that purports to broadly protect consumers' digital data and privacy," the judge continued, referring to a measure that will give the attorney general power to police data sharing privacy violations when most of its provisions take effect next year. The ban on TikTok was championed by Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, who pushed back amendments suggested by Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, a fellow Republican, that would have broadened the ban to include other social media companies, partly so it would have been easier to defend in court. Knutson and other ban supporters had argued that the platform represents a major privacy risk for its Montana users and poses a threat to national security, in addition to inspiring teenagers to participate in dangerous viral challenges. Gianforte signed the ban, the first of its kind in the nation, into law on May 17th. TikTok is owned by China-based parent company ByteDance, and several Montana users responded to the law by filing lawsuits that were combined into a single case. They argue the ban infringes on their First Amendment free speech protections and also represents an inappropriate intrusion by state government into national security concerns that are properly the domain of the federal government. Judge Malloy heard oral arguments on the legal challenge to the ban in October and wrote that he was persuaded that the plaintiffs have a good enough case to justify preventing the ban from taking effect for the time being. Contrary to the state's position, Malloy wrote, banning TikTok likely would hamper free speech protected by the First Amendment. He added that the state's attorneys had not presented persuasive evidence supporting the notion that the bill was rooted in consumer protection concerns, and that other social media companies, like U.S.-based Facebook parent Meta, have also come under scrutiny for selling customer data to third parties. Judge Malloy wrote, banning TikTok outright to support a factually unsupported interest is a clear example of a regulation that burdens more speech than is necessary. The Bozeman City Commission will enter into a Green Power Program term sheet with Northwestern Energy, which will allow utility customers to buy power from newly developed renewable energy sources through a special rate on their utility bills. Goals are to encourage the development of new renewable energy sources, make the program accessible and attractive to customers, and avoid any negative impacts to non-participating customers. City leaders say the Green Power Program complements the city's climate action plan. The City of Bozeman is focused on constituent engagement now to inform the community of the green power option and to advance the adoption of the program. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.